Let's go right back to the phones here again. Let's go to Lori in South Dakota, and she's got a question here. Are you there, Lori?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So what's going on for you?
Well, I've had a terrible ringing in my ears. I used to have little bouts of vertigo.
Okay.
And after the vertigo, about 2 years ago, I had a ringing in my ear.
Okay.
And probably in the last 4 months, the ringing in the ear has just, like, intensified just to an annoying ring.
Okay.
I went to an ENT, ear, nose, and throat specialist,
yep,
and they
sure.
just said, you know, you have Meniere's disease,
yep.
and put me on a diuretic.
Okay.
And said, you know, it probably won't get any better.
No.
So,
well, I've never known a diuretic to solve that problem.
Well, they say it's an inner ear fluid problem, and
yep.
I've been on a diuretic for like 2.5 months, and I just quit. It's like I hate taking prescriptions anyway.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree that that will help it.
I don't think it helps. So.
I've never seen a single case where that resolved it. So what I would say is that the most common reason we have this is twofold. First, some bug in the ear. But how old a woman are you?
47.
I doubt that's the problem. And how much do you weigh?
130.
Now, the second most common way is going to be bone loss. And in this condition, what's actually happening is the bone impinges on the nerve. And this is the most common of all at your age, okay? And so how do we resolve this? We've got to get your bone metabolism back to track, and it's not as simple as just taking some supplement. We can try that and see if you respond. You can get a roll of pH paper, and you can test your first morning urine pH.
Yep.
And you want it to be in the green zone, 6.4 to 7.0.
Yep.
So if you start out and it's blue, you're in deep trouble. You're doing that with ammonia. So the solution would be pH Trio. You bring this guy in, and you keep upping the coral, maybe a quarter to a half teaspoon a day, until the thing drops way down to yellow, if it was in the blue, or it starts coming up from the yellow to the green. Now we get it to the green, okay? Now we can see in a week or two or three, is the ringing diminishing? If it is, the body's rebuilding the bone in the area, and everything's going to work out great. If not, there may be an issue at kidney, and for millions of women, due to the tear rectally to vaginally on childbirth, they have episiotomies, and so many of them have issues with the kidney as a result that you may not respond. What else can stop you? Parathyroid. And what turns the parathyroid off or sedates it so it doesn't work the way it's supposed to is heavy metals and or ionizing radiation. So these two guys create a lot of bone situations where the body can't get back to normal. And so if that's the case, if you start out with pH paper, pH Trio, it's not doing the trick, then the first thing you'll do is hunt down a QRA practitioner, and they'll be able to test kidney, parathyroid. They'll be able to actually even use bone and joint to therapy localize right at the ear and see if they have got the exact ideal amount so the body can heal as fast as possible. And before I go off this, I want to return to the first issue, the bug. Sometimes we have a root canal tooth or a tooth dies, and this tooth is an upper tooth usually, and it drains at first, but then it can't drain completely, and now it reflexes and goes into the ear. Yuck. This can do it as well, but usually if that's the case, only one ear is real bad. So I was getting from your statement that you had issues with both ears.
Well, no, just the one is really, really bad.
Okay.
My left is really bad.
Okay.
And
so it's possible then that there is another issue
uh-huh.
at that site. And so a QRA person can go through the body,
okay.
get the nutrition, and get it squared away. You, unfortunately, are in an area that doesn't have a lot of QRA people, South Dakota, but you can figure out what's the nearest city. Give the Ortolan a buzz. They'll hunt you down a couple of people. And you'd certainly want them to go through the kidney, parathyroid, bone metabolism, and then therapy localize to both ears and make sure what you got is going to do the job, even to stress tapping and even to individual polarity, so that we're sure that everything that's involved, the body's got what it needs to deal with it. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Thank you.